You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to this hour of the program, coming to you today from the coastal New England community of Barrington, Rhode Island. We're on site today with our friends from This Old House as the team completes renovation on a very humble cottage here. It's a smaller project, but it packs a big punch. And with the expertise of the This Old House cast and local craftspeople, the 1,500 square foot original structure was transformed from a simple beach house to what is now a stunning year-round family home.
And if your home has ever been impacted by weather like high winds and rain, there's a lot to be learned from this project. Rhode Island is in fact known as the Ocean State, and being near the sea air and salt water absolutely had a hand in how this renovation was planned. We'll learn directly from the home's architects and the general contractor about that, like how building to specific codes for high wind and driven rain can help assure that a home can stand up to nature's most severe conditions.
True, and the house actually has already been through one of the worst hurricanes to hit the Atlantic seaboard in decades. Hurricane Irene has already stopped by to pay a visit. It closed roads, it took down power lines, but it didn't halt production, and now the house is ready for whatever Mother Nature can dish out. And we're going to be answering your questions about your old house this hour. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And today's broadcast is presented by Isonine. Isonine has a line of spray foam insulations and coatings that both insulate and seal out drafts in cracks and gaps in your home.
And we'll also be announcing the winner of our Stay Warm with Isonine at the end of today's program, who will receive a $500 Visa gift card, which they can use towards the purchase of Isonine insulation at the end of the show. So make sure you stick around to listen for that. You can also visit Isonine.com for more information on their products.
Now, this home was built in 1925, and as Leslie and I know from personal experience, owning an older home is great, but also full of constant maintenance and even upgrades on major systems. I mean, just think about what you went through with your air conditioning project.
Oh, God, don't ask. Definitely, guys. So if you have an older home, we'd particularly like to hear from you this hour by calling us at 888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to our community section or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
First up, though, the team that planned this renovation from floorboards to shingles, architects Mary Brewster and Patrick Connors from Brewster Thornton Group, join us now with their backstory on this project. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Good to be here.
You must be very happy that this day has arrived.
We're thrilled.
Now, tell us how you got started on the project. What kind of challenges did you foresee here, Mary?
Well, we started on this project from the very beginning. We were working with Jeff and Michelle before they bought the house. We came through to look at it with them to see if it had the potential to become the project that they were looking for.
Right.
This old house wasn't in the picture. We looked at a previous house, and it didn't really have a good layout that would lend itself to the house they were talking about. When we saw this house, we knew
it had all the pieces of the puzzle, and you kind of saw what it could be.
We knew we could make something out of it.
Right.
We had to add a couple pieces, but yeah, it had potential.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those pieces. What were some of the elements that were missing right from the get-go that you knew had to be done, Patrick?
Well, we knew the second floor really needed to expand. Jeff and Michelle knew they wanted three bedrooms, and this was originally a two-bedroom house with only a half bath upstairs. So what they were hoping for was a bedroom for their daughter, their
right.
bedroom, and a guest bedroom, and hopefully with views to the water. So,
And I mean, you really are in a prime location for a vacation home. Was there any challenges in turning something that had traditionally been a beach cottage into a year-round home?
Yes, certainly. Square footage.
The pause says everything.
Square footage, and some of these older beach houses, they're on really kind of tight lots. So right from the get-go, anything that we were going to do to expand the footprint or the envelope, we had to get zoning approval. So that was kind of job one. What are tact would be with zoning and how much we're going to ask for.
Right. And zoning is particularly complicated when you're on this type of a property along the water, correct?
Well, there's a couple of layers. We needed to get zoning first, and then we went to the Coastal Resources Management Council and got approval for what we were going to do. We didn't add a great deal of square footage, possibly 60 square feet, mm-hmm. but they want to see all construction that's going through. So there's just a process of permits that right. have to be applied for.
And given the proximity to the water, were there any special sort of circumstances that you had to look at for types of materials being used, how they were being used because of environmental impact?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, we want something weather resistant. We've got high winds and rain here can come horizontally. So the system, or the skin of the building, it's traditional shingles, but behind it is what we call a rain screen. Mm-hmm. It's a product that once moisture starts getting potentially through the shingle, we've given a path for it to travel down a drainage plane and dry out. All the trims that we're using are PVC. They're synthetic, so we're not
worried about stand up.
Yeah, wear and tear moving forward.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You have to track the movement of moisture through the house and make sure that the systems handle it appropriately so that there aren't places where the moisture gets trapped mm-hmm. and prematurely rots.
We're talking to Mary Brewster and Patrick Connors from the Brewster Thornton Group. They are the architects behind the current season's This Old House project in Barrington, Rhode Island. Now, Patrick, you mentioned when you saw the house initially, it was missing a few pieces of the puzzle. Now, automatically, what are the things that would force you to decide not to improve a house? Is there anything so severe that you would look the other way?
I guess it could just be, you know, the size of the lot. If you need to expand, if you're planning to expand, if you're thinking you've got a good existing footprint, maybe a solid foundation. And I mean, I think sometimes when we meet clients initially, we try to gauge how much are they up for. We have clients that, you know, they want to wholeheartedly gut and remodel and just really maximize something. Like particularly this project got such a beautiful view. You know, we were kind of opening up the playing field there to really be able to capitalize on what's exposed here, looking out at the bay. So the missing piece here was a little corner infill that was on the southwest corner here of the house, which just expanded that main floor living space. Gave us a little elbow room to get the two bedrooms and the three bedrooms and the two baths upstairs. So,
mm-hmm. You know, having a similar sized home myself, you've really well managed the 1,500 square feet that it feels very roomy. Nothing feels overly crowded. You've laid out the spaces in sort of the open area on the first floor for gathering very, very well. The house came out beautifully.
We're talking to Mary Brewster and Patrick Connors, the architects on the current This Old House project in Barrington, Rhode Island. We're going to ask you guys to stick around a little bit. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about and maybe tap you guys for some tips on how you can improve the weather resistance of an existing home. Many of our listeners have faced leaks and things of this nature. Maybe you can give us some tips on how you can kind of track those down.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We are coming to you today from the site of the current This Old House renovation.
Up next, the joy of owning an older home, a lot of charm, and a lot of calls to the plumber unless you plan ahead. Find out why after this.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, and I've just been told that Tom and Leslie might have a dirtier job than me. I find that hard to believe, but then I heard they work in a pit. It's a money pit, but still filthy.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Stanley Tools, your trusted name in quality hand tools. To learn more about their complete line of quality tools and everything for your toolbox, visit stanleytools.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Coming to you today from the beautiful seaside community of Barrington, Rhode Island, the site of the most recent renovation from This Old House. The guys from This Old House took on a pretty neglected beach house built in 1925 and transformed it into a beautiful year-round home.
That's right. And before the gang from This Old House got their hands on it, the house was last updated in 1970. This house is 87 years old, and with that comes a host list of older house problems. This home had to be toughened up to handle the severe weather this area often dishes out. We're joined again now by the architects Mary Brewster and Patrick Connors from Brewster Thornton, who worked on this project. And if you have a home that's been impacted by heavy weather like coastal storms, or even the kind of threats those, say, in the Midwest face like tornadoes, are there some basic rules of thumb to follow when you want to improve an older home to be, you know, more resistant to such severe weather?
Well, I think, you know, weatherization and insulation. With this house, what one of our main strategies was, we've got a roof that's tight. We're not venting it as a traditional attic might need to be vented. So we don't have soffit vents. We don't have a ridge vent. We don't have openings where you've got wind-driven rain that can infiltrate. What the code allows you to do now is with the expanding foam insulation, we can do away with venting that attic. So we don't have the typical vent penetrations on the outside. And on the same, on the other side of the coin, we've got an insulation isonine, which is infilling every crack and void. So that stripping wind infiltration, that's potential on this exposed site, we've eliminated.
So what would you say would be the basic rules of thumb to follow if you're concerned about severe weather?
Siding, good flashing systems, a good window manufacturer that can, it's got a good, we're required to have a DP rating here of the windows of 50 in our exposure. Those elements are going to keep the chinks in the armor tight. So.
Got it. So really it's a system that has to all work together. And Mary, one more question before we let you guys go. If you are faced with a big project, does it make sense to pull in a professional for an opinion?
Well, what we do as architects when we come in is be able to evaluate the spaces that are there, and we're used to looking at the bigger picture and knowing what the opportunities are. A little bit of planning can often save you a lot of money. And with a neutral, experienced eye, you get the feedback you need to get off on the right foot.
Good point. Mary Brewster, Patrick Connors, thanks so much for being with us today.
Great. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are in the Ocean State today, Rhode Island, at the site of the latest renovation by our friends at This Old House. This is a charming old seaside cottage that's been transformed from a summer bungalow to a really spectacular year-round family home. And we're talking to the This Old House team about how that all happened.
That's right. This is a really great house. It's a small cape with amazing views of the Narragansett Bay. And this is the first time that This Old House chose property right smack on the open water. And just saying beachfront property makes tons of homeowners drool, but it actually requires extra thought and planning.
We're joined now by a guy who's put a lot of thought and planning into this project, Andy Tiplady, the general contractor here in Rhode Island, who helped make sure this old home could withstand the sometimes torturous winds and heavy rain. Welcome, Andy.
Nice to be with you today.
So I guess you're very happy. You're at the end of this beautiful project. You had a lot of excitement as this thing came together, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. Mixed emotions, though. You know,
yeah.
We're glad it's coming to a conclusion, but working right here on the beach has been a real pleasure.
So and you know it's going to withstand a hurricane.
Oh, absolutely. We built it strong.
So give us an overview of the project.
Well, what we started off with was pretty much an old-style cape, substandard according to the code that we have today.
Okay.
So when we opened it up, we had to add quite a bit of steel to it to carry all that open first floor. A lot of shear wall work, which means that we had to block the walls and nail them off properly so that it would withstand in our area. We're in a wind zone that is 110 miles an hour.
Right. And when we talk about shear, the way to imagine that is sort of the side-to-side
exactly
movement of a house.
Right. So if you took a square panel,
right,
and if it turned into a trapezoid,
that would be a bad thing.
Yeah. So we want it to stay square. So when we build the wall, we put blocking in and nail it off. Sometimes even glue it and screw it. It depends on what the engineer calls for.
So when you started working on this home, did you just take it all the way down to the studs and pretty much start from scratch?
We did. And that actually wasn't the original plan. We were going to leave some of the sheetrock up, but it just got to the point where we really needed to open up and see what was here. And we came across a couple of things. We noticed that, or we found that the house had a fire at one time. So we had to take out a bunch of the framing and replace it with...
Could you tell just by scorch marks? How did you know?
Oh, the lumber was completely torched.
Structurally damaged to the point, but just had never been...
Somebody had repaired it, but there was still some of it that was left that they just left in.
Always a lot of surprises when you open up any house, young or old sometimes, right?
For sure.
And that was one that you ran into here. Now, when you build along the oceans, very corrosive environment, what special considerations does one have to take if you're building an environment like this to make sure that the fasteners are not going to rust out and that sort of thing?
A big thing around here is using stainless fasteners or hot dip galvanized, something that won't corrode over time. You don't want to have a fastener that you can't see go away on you, because then it's just going to cause problems down the road. Things will start to shift and move and pull away from a building. Like putting a deck on the building needs to be really bolted and secured. You know, you hear about decks and people getting hurt because the deck falls up. Well, here we're using stainless steel fasteners for that. We're using copper flashing so that it doesn't deteriorate. So it really, you have to put those things into in perspective so that you are building it right and it will stand the test of time and the saltwater environment.
Well, and I think it's important also, in addition to all of the structural and safety and code items that you need to sort of check off the list, on the exterior of the home, the style in which you put the shingles on, and particularly up at the roof line, you've got that beautiful sort of fish scale. I don't even know how to describe it.
Oh, the wave. The wave pattern.
Yeah.
Of the siding. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And behind the shingles, I mean, the shingles look beautiful as they are, but behind them, we put like a cedar breather, if you will, behind it, so that it's a rain guard, so that if any water should penetrate those shingles, which we really try to prevent, but if water should get back there, that cedar breather between the house wrap and the shingle will let the water drain out and will continue to keep it dry.
So that sort of protects the inside from any moisture infiltration, but also, you know, protects the shingles themselves as well, right?
Absolutely. It lets the shingles breathe so that they don't rot or cup or what have you.
We are in Barrington, Rhode Island, the scene of the current This Old House renovation. We're talking to Andy Tiplady, who is the general contractor on this project. So, Andy, what was it like working around a television crew?
Well, it was interesting for sure. Yeah. They were great, though. I can't express how much we appreciated the professionalism of the crew. We really got along very nicely. They're a great group of people working with the talent like Norm and Richard.
We're just so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say close to a childhood dream,
right,
if you will.
Yep. You know, I grew up watching This Old House with my dad, and I can remember the first time we had an opportunity to come to one of these site visits, and I was a kid in a candy store. I was like, that's Norm.
Yeah.
That's Tommy.
And they really hate every time you remind them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that situation where, man, I don't even know if I'm worthy enough to carry Norm's tools. You know? But no, he was a pleasure, and he had some great tips, and you know, sharing the knowledge that he has is has been great.
Andy, I want to pick your brain about the deck, the beautiful deck that you built here. One of the tragedies that we hear about all the time, all across the country, every summer, usually around a holiday, be it Memorial Day or Labor Day, is when somebody has 100 of their closest personal friends over, and you get a deck collapse. Now, in a lot of these seaside houses, you got a lot of decks, you got a lot of parties. What are some key things to look for to make sure your deck is in good condition and can really stand up?
Well, what we try to do is put fasteners on there that are going to really hold up really well. Joist hangers that are properly sized, hold downs, but specifically that the deck is engineered for a certain amount of weight. And the deck itself, this particular one, it's a good size deck.
Yep.
And we know that people are going to be on it and there's going to be a lot of weight. So we take that in consideration. Make the beams nice and beefy.
And probably real important to do, for your own deck, to do an annual inspection to make sure you're not getting a deterioration of any of those key components, right?
Well, that's a big key for sure.
Andy Tiplady, the general contractor on TV's This Old House, the Barrington Project. Thanks so much. Congratulations. Fantastic job.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see the final show.
Very good. Thank you for the interview.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from Barrington, Rhode Island. Still ahead, taking on a fixer-upper comes with a mountain of concerns and your fair share of migraines as well. But is it worth it?
That's right. We're going to talk to a couple who took a chance on this small Cape Cod and really wound up with a beautiful This Old House masterpiece right on the water next.
On the Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Isonine. If you're building, remodeling, or re-insulating, demand Isonine spray foam insulation. Isonine fills the spaces other insulations miss for up to 50% energy savings. Learn more and find a dealer at isonine.com. I-C-Y-N-E-N-E.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome back to the program. Coming to you today from the beautiful New England seaside community of Barrington, Rhode Island, the site of the latest renovation by the team at This Old House.
That's right. And this house is a Cape Cod-style home that sits right smack on the Narragansett Bay. But it didn't always look this beautiful. We are getting a first look at what you will soon see on television. This Old House has come a long, long way.
And even though it had many problems that needed fixing, when our next guest, they said, that's the one. We are joined by the couple who gets to live here, Joff Allen and Michelle Forcier. So was buying this place like a total leap of faith for you guys?
No.
No? You knew it? You knew it instantly?
I knew it. Riley and I used to play and practice walking on the stairs in front of the house, and it was abandoned and forlorn. And we would play and say, why is no one in this beautiful spot?
Right.
And my very wonderful husband was online daily looking for new properties that would come up that would sort of speak to us. Because we've been looking for, what, 2 years?
A year and a half.
It's quite a process when you're looking for a house. You know, first of all, it's a big decision to make the decision to actually buy the house. I mean, that's a big moment, right? Mm-hmm. And then once you do that, starting the process is rather exhausting, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, we had just moved here from Chicago, and so we weren't sure where in Rhode Island we wanted to live. We were thinking Providence, we were thinking Barrington, East Greenwich, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys had teamed up with your architects rather early on, and they sort of helped you in the home selection process, I should say, right?
Yes, absolutely. We had them come and take a look at the structure and say, can you work with this? Because we knew we needed to add a little bit of room for Riley and for guests.
Yeah. Right. How old is Riley?
She's 4.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, were you not turned off by the volume of work that this place needed?
I don't think we appreciated the volume of work that it needed. Really, all when we bought the house or when we were looking at the house, we just said, okay, we need to open up the kitchen a bit.
Right.
And we need to put one bedroom over the garage, so we had a total of 3, one for guests.
Right.
And then it just kind of took off.
And did it take off because this old house came knocking at your door, or was it already on its way to getting out of your hands?
Well, Mary...
It was on our way.
By the time this... Yeah, Mary, our architect, says the one thing that an architect is good at doing is spending money.
Yeah.
You know, and she just came up with great ideas.
Well, it's not her money.
Well,
it's a good plan.
Right. She listened to what we want, and then she sort of blew that up, and then she said, well, you know, I'll give you this grand package, and you start cutting back. And we said, that's a great package.
Yeah. You know the 4 most expensive words in home improvement.
What's that?
While you're at it.
Yeah. Well, that would be it, yeah.
So now, you guys must have a pretty good peace of mind. You know, most homeowners don't know moving into the coast how their house is going to fare in a hurricane. You guys actually had a hurricane, so you must sleep pretty confidently after tonight here.
Well, we did, and the house was, you know, half open, and... you know, Andy, our builder, said, it'll be fine. And it was. And Michelle went to New Bedford to stay with her sister. I stayed in the place we're renting just down the beach and checked on it from time to time. And it held up great.
Yep.
But yeah, we were a little scared because we thought it might just take off, you know, like an umbrella and wind up in someone else's yard.
Yeah. Well, then it would have been the present season and then next season's This Old House probably as well, right?
Exactly.
This house again.
This old house insurance policy. This old house again.
Right. Now let's talk about some of the parts of the renovation. Tell us about the kitchen, for example.
Oh, well, the prior kitchen was just a dark hallway where the wall was actually blocking the entire view of the bed.
You don't want to be distracted while you're cooking.
Right.
Oh, I do. I'm a terrible cook, so it's fine for me to be distracted anyways.
It's actually kind of dangerous to let Michelle be distracted, so I think I'll be doing the cooking after this.
Yeah. And how was it to try to actually work with the team at This Old House? Was that very exciting for you guys?
Well, you know, This Old House was looking for a project in Rhode Island. It was the first time they've done it in the state. And so they contacted a number of builders and architects, and our architect, Mary Brewster, wrote back. You know, she asked us, can we, you know, send in the info? We said, sure. And
figuring that, of course,
you know, they came by and they said, well, you know, this is okay, and you know, then they left, and then they came back. Well, you guys are still on the list. We said, okay, whatever, you know, and we kept moving up the list. And, right. and then they called and said, you're it. And we said,
wow.
Oh, yeah, what's with that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we were like yeah. super pumped.
So were you like really psyched?
Yeah. We were psyched. Yeah. We were absolutely yeah. psyched. Because yeah. we had really tried to downplay our expectations. And when they finally said yes, that our expectations took off.
And yeah. what about your builder, Andy? Did he run for the hills or was he excited?
He had final say.
Yeah.
He had final say in whether we were going to do the project, because the project, really, we knew that he would be taking a lead both on the building as well as interacting with the TV process. So if he said no, we liked Andy enough that we would say no.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
He needed to be comfortable. And he's great. I mean, he's just, you know, photogenic, yeah. dynamic,
perfect
calm.
Fit.
With, yeah. yeah. I mean, and he has this great small crew of these young guys that have just been so wonderful to be around.
And, yeah. And well, they're all actually very good people, and as are the This Old House people. And, yeah. and when they were finishing up at one of the days this past week, they were all just sitting around our kitchen island just having a beer.
Hanging out, right?
Yeah. They were, I mean, they're like the yeah. best of friends. They're yeah. two good groups of people yep. coming yep. together.
And you're very blessed, I guess, to have that fantastic group of contractors and
yeah.
producers work on this project. You must be very excited. This is the wrap day. This is the final day of production. So congratulations,
Thank you.
Michelle,
thanks
Jeff.
Very much.
And thanks for allowing us to be part of the fun and excitement here with the Money Pit.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
All right. Up next, when you sign on to be owners of an older home, you will quickly learn that you need to find a team of experts to figure out, you know, what they can do and can you really trust them?
Well, that's unless one of those experts is This Old House master carpenter Norm Abram. Then you know you're in good hands. We're going to talk to Norm about his work on this gorgeous seaside home after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here today in Barrington, Rhode Island, the home chosen to be the next renovation featured on This Old House.
That's right. We've been telling you about adorable seaside home. And of course, it came with gorgeous views and a whole host of problems. It hadn't been updated since 1970, and it really just needed help to stand up to the sometimes brutal weather that can come right off of the Narragansett Bay.
But This Old House master carpenter Norm Abram is no stranger to a challenge, and he joins us now to tell us about his role in this transformation. Hi, Norm.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. It's
hey.
Great to see you again.
Well, there was a lot of work that went into this house. Let's start by talking about the woodwork.
Well, we have exterior and interior woodwork we had to deal with. On the exterior, we used some nice red cedar shingles, which are very durable in this environment. And in order to have longevity and low maintenance, we went with PVC trim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It looks great. White is a very common color on these seaside cottages, so you don't have to paint it if you don't have to. You can just keep it clean. And we use a decking material that we had not used before. It's in the family of Ipe, but it's a lot cheaper. It's called Garapa.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and as Andy, our contractor, says, don't confuse it with the drink, Grappa. And I like the way it looks. It's weathering nicely.
Yeah, so it's a combination of synthetic and natural materials that really are designed to both work together and stand up to this tremendous weather here on the
that's
water.
That's right. That's right.
Now, on the exterior of the home, you mentioned it's a cedar shake shingle. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got this trim work that doesn't need any maintenance mm-hmm. other than cleaning. What is the maintenance with the cedar shake given, you know, where we are?
Right. Well, the thing about seaside homes and here in New England is that you really don't want to have to do anything to the shingles. Some people do stain them, but for the most part, you just let them weather.
Mm-hmm.
And the salt air actually adds to the weathering. It'll make it go a little more silvery gray. You will get some areas that'll be darker. Whites turn grayer a little bit better than reds.
Right. Mm-hmm. Reds turn a little blacker, don't they?
Yeah, they'll turn black, especially if right. there's a lot of splashback areas. But
right.
the good thing is that they don't shrink as much, so they're a much tighter barrier to the weather, because especially here we're right on the water, and when the wind blows it rains horizontally here, so you want to have joints and everything nice and tight.
So you're really an advocate of kind of set it and forget it when it comes to cedar shingles. You don't put any linseed oil on them, you don't stain them, you just do a great job of the installation and kind of walk away.
Right. The only thing I would suggest, some people would like to see them gray a little bit sooner than mm-hmm. others, and on a couple projects we've done both with white and red cedar, put a bleaching oil on it, and what it does is it'll accelerate that graying mm-hmm. a little bit. And with the reds, it actually helps minimize that black that you're talking about.
Oh, that's really interesting. So is that something that would work in any climate, or is that really a good application for a seaside home if you're trying to rush the aging process?
Right. That'll work in any climate.
We're talking to Norm Abram, master carpenter, on this old house about his work on this beautiful seaside project. The Barrington Project is the project that was tackled this season on this old house. Norm, we're going to take some calls now. You up for a couple of calls?
Sure.
The number is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's up?
All right, I've got Sue from California who's got a question about an older home. Sue, what can we help you with?
Hi, guys. I have an old mission-styled home in the Sacramento area.
Okay.
It has beautiful detailed molding throughout the whole house. Problem is, they've all been painted a million times. How would I get them back to their natural state?
Yeah, that's a really common problem with these older homes because there's such history to them, and sometimes the paint stops protecting and starts just covering up what you really want to see.
Right. Well, Sue, I feel sorry for you a little bit because if it's a mission-style home, it means that a lot of that woodwork may be white oak because that's what typically was used in those types of homes, and it might have had a clear finish on it. To strip the paint off, you got several options, and the tricky part with the oak is because it's a little bit porous, it's going to be hard to get it really perfectly clean and get every speck of paint off of it.
Because it sits deep into those open grains,
right? That's right.
Yeah.
So, you could chemically strip it.
And is that something you can do while it's up, or is it best to remove the molding?
Well, I would try to do it when it's in place, if possible, because removing it means that you could cause more damage to all of these moldings. You could send them out to have them dip strip, but dip stripping sometimes adds too much moisture to the wood, and oak doesn't like a lot of moisture.
Okay.
It likes to turn black if you get it too wet. So I would try to do it in place. That style house, it doesn't have the molding detail that you might find like in a Victorian type home. There will be some detail and you'll have to strip that carefully. I would recommend a liquid or a paste type remover, stripper, and something that's environmentally friendly and not too harsh. You want to have good ventilation regardless. Put it on, let it sit, take it off carefully. The other way to go is to go with an infrared. You could rent an infrared device, which you just hold it on for a certain amount of time, it loosens up the paint, and you can peel it off. But the one thing I don't want to forget is that check it for lead first.
Good point.
Because if you have lead paint, that brings up some other problems. You don't want to heat it up too much because you'll get fumes. You can actually get lead poisoning.
Oh, wow.
So then you do want to go with the chemical strippers rather than heat.
Well, and with the chemical stripping agents, that doesn't sort of expose the lead through the removal process?
Well, what it does is you're not making dust. The thing about lead paint is you don't want to sand it or scrape it because
the particulates
the
dust, get really
fine. They'll get all over your house if you're not careful. And if you have young children and they get into that, it can be a problem.
Really? Terrific. Norm Abram, you are a wealth of knowledge. That's a question that many, many people face across the country. And I think the answer is there isn't an easy answer.
That's right.
But it's always generally worth it when you do take the time to get that project done. Norm, congratulations. Another great project here in Barrington, Rhode Island.
Thank you.
Still ahead, we're going to talk to the two people behind the scenes of this old house that make sure you get to see all the transformations as they happen. Senior series producer Deb Hood and director Tom Draught join us with their angle on this old house next.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Santa Fe, makers of the world's most energy-efficient basement and crawl space dehumidifier. Santa Fe offers a complete line of high-capacity Energy Star-rated dehumidifiers specifically designed to effectively operate in the cooler temperatures of crawl spaces and basements. Visit dehumidifiersolutions.com to learn more.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On location in Barrington, Rhode Island today, where our friends at This Old House have taken on the challenge of transforming a house on the open water. And today's broadcast is presented by Isonine.
That's right. And Isonine is a line of spray foam insulation that will expand to fill all of those cracks and crevices. And then it allows your home to really be insulated and sealed at the same time. And this past month, we've been running a fun giveaway with the winner of the Stay Warm with Isonine receiving a $500 Visa gift card, which they can use towards an investment in Isonine insulation. And the big winner will be announced at the end of today's show.
You can also visit Isonine.com for more info on their product. That's Isonine, I-C-Y-E-N-E-N-E www.thehouseactuallyworks.com. We're joined now by two people who make sure the work is done on time and that you get to see it all. This Old House series producer, Deb Hood, and the show director, Tom Drott. Hey, guys. Welcome to the program.
Hey, welcome back.
Pleasure to be here.
You're always happy to see us because you know your project's just about done when we show up.
Hours away from the party.
Now, Tom, this is your first season on This Old House. Was it trial by fire?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Let's see. A hurricane, water issue.
That's right. Well, I started up in the Bedford Project, and it's been a really interesting process. I've learned a lot.
Yep.
I also direct the Ask This Old House series as well, so there's a lot of days back-to-back. But big learning curve. There's a lot of things to know.
Yep.
It's a very dense show. Mm-hmm. I think that when you watch it back, you probably think it just happens very easily.
Of course. We all make it sound that way at the Magic Television.
But we try to make it look that way.
Yep.
Deb's been very good to me as to show me the way, and as well as Jen and everybody on the crew. And this project has been wonderful because I was on it from the very beginning.
Right.
And but it's just a great project.
Deb, is this the first time you guys ever produced through a hurricane?
Yeah, we were actually trying to shoot the hurricane. You know, it was just when it came ashore, we were trying to get here if we could. And it came ashore in the middle of the night, and so it just wasn't safe for us to get here. You know, if we'd had sort of 6 hours to come and back. But we certainly filmed the aftermath, the preparation and the aftermath. This neighborhood got slammed by that hurricane.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, but what a great testimony to the strength of the construction and an example of why when you live this close to the water, you really have to be very, very careful about how you put your buildings together.
Absolutely.
Very unforgiving.
He actually was pretty masterful in that the house was wide open to the elements, and he decided to leave it open and let the wind blow through it. If he had tried to tarp it or, you know, try to fight the wind, it wouldn't have worked. So he went with it, let the storm blow through the house, and then the high winds actually dried out the rain. So it was the right solution and didn't cause any problem.
Now, this was the first time you've ever filmed in Rhode Island, correct?
Yes. We've shot remotes here before, but our first Rhode Island-based project, absolutely.
And was it just that you were getting so many applications from the state that you decided to come and visit, or was there just something so amazing about this property?
It certainly is our neighboring state, and so it's a function of the fact that we've changed our production schedule, where we used to shoot in the winter, so we'd have to travel to the southern states, but now that we're overlapping, we can get to New England, so I hope tick off the New England states one by one.
Oh, so Tom, great. Have they scared you off, or you think you can stick around for a while?
No, I actually think I'm going to go for another round. The craziness is that it's crazy as that sounds, but
yeah,
I think what we've learned this year, we're always trying to evolve the show a little bit as we go, and there's new methods that we can apply, and I think going in the next season, we're very excited about maybe going to a different region as well for the out of town show.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find really the most interesting thing is the unit works is all the guys have been working together. Most of the people have been here a lot longer than I have.
Right.
And we work really well together.
Terrific. Deb Hood, Tom Drott, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Congratulations. Another beautiful project. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from the set of This Old House. Be sure to check local PBS listings for This Old House and Ask This Old House. The Money Pit continues online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Lessa Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.